Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com. Sign up. Join the community. And plus, we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I know it's early,
But the Chapmans are having some work done at their house. The house we're renting, they're redoing the windows. And so the construction crew shows up pretty early. So I'm trying to get a show in before all the craziness and banging on the walls and all that stuff. So if that happens in the middle of the show, I apologize. But just too many things are happening. Wanted to go live last night, but we were eating dinner with the fam and just didn't work out. So here we are. So many changes taking place. You know, you look at what's going on with the 49ers currently. Two major moves yesterday. We were able to kind of go through Brian Schneider, him being fired, and what that means. And then last night, we find out Nick Sorensen is out as defensive coordinator. Now, we are recording this at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's Wednesday, I think, the 8th. This is episode 1304 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. This is before the press conference, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. But I might not be able to go live there after that because the construction of the house and all those things. So it, whatever news you get in that press conference, this is before that. So I want to focus the attention on what this means with Nick Sorensen being out and go through some of those possible options of replacement. Now, breaking news, Josina Anderson just put out that Robert Saleh, if he does not get the Jacksonville Jaguars job or another head coaching job, the 49ers are expected to make him an offer to return as defensive coordinator for the 49ers. That is great news. That's amazing news. I would be very, very happy. I've been skeptical for a long time, the fact that Robert Saleh would want to come back. I think that he would have other offers out there as DC. In the NFL, I think that he could be a college head coach. I mean, shoot, here's the crazy thing. Trent Baalke can hurt the 49ers again. like he hasn't done enough damage to the red and gold already with all the ACLs and whatever else. But, like, he could hire Robert Saleh as the head coach, and then we wouldn't even have that opportunity. Now, I do think that there's plenty of other options out there. Would Robert Saleh be my first guy that I'd want back? Probably not, but I would still like him. I think that'd be a triple. I really, really do. And we'll go through those. But first, I want to talk about Nick Sorensen being out at DC. Now, I think, I don't know, I don't listen to a lot of other 49ers shows. I know that they are out there and whatever, but I really, 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 really want. I wanted Nick Sorensen gone. Yeah, I'm just going to be honest. I'm not one of those that just, you know, wants people to lose their jobs or whatever else. I just wanted him gone. I thought that, and I've said repeatedly, I think he's the worst defensive coordinator we've ever had. Some people just aren't supposed to be coordinators. And it's not like he earned the job. There was nobody that interviewed him for anything ever. It's just, you were a yes man, and Kyle Shanahan and the players liked you. That was it. That was his only qualification. That was it. And whenever he got put in the role, we gave him grace. It was bad, and got worse. You know, back-to-back 40-point games. Terrible. And so I am so excited. And probably the biggest criticism of the time with Nick Sorensen, what player on defense got better? What player improved? Every single player, except for one, regress this year. Even players coming from other teams, nobody got better. Every single player got worse. Every single one. The one player that did improve on defense this year was Diamador Lenore. That's the only player that improved. And you're like, well, okay, at least one of them did. But here's the catch. Guess who Diamador Lenore's position coach was last year? Nick Sorensen. So the only player that improved was the one player that lost Nick Sorensen as a position coach, because Nick Sorensen only coached Nichols. That was Demo last year. He's the only one that got better. He's it. Jesus says Green got better. He's a rookie. Yeah, but Green improved. Rookies improve. I do agree with that, but there's no that's a variable because he was a rookie. He wasn't even in the NFL last year. Yeah, I think Robert Beal was the one that I was like, you know what? I think I might put him in there. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. That is one that you could put in there. But, like, again, yeah, Logan, another rookie. Malik Mustafa, another rookie. Like that's the issue. And it's just, I don't know, man. It most blown coverages I've ever seen, all throughout the season. We went from first to dead last. We finished the season 32nd, first to 32nd in fourth quarter points, 9.7 points allowed. We were first under Wilkes the entire season to dead last. We went first to 29th in points allowed. We went most rushing touchdowns allowed since it's been tracked for the 49ers defense ever. They started tracking the total numbers in 1999. Couldn't go back further than that. Most since then. Worst red zone percentage in the history of it being tracked. Fewest turnovers since 2018. Man, telegraphing coverage every single third down. Forcing players out of their what they're good at. Again, Campbell and man coverage all season. Just the fact that you played him over D. Winters is a fireable offense. But that dude was in man coverage all year. Hufanga is a single high safety. That's not what he does. Jair in man coverage versus anybody. That's stupid. No safety help over Charvarius Ward versus speedy wide receivers. That killed us all year. Like running nickel versus extra offensive linemen in a snow game after they ran the ball 8 times in a row. We still stayed in nickel versus 6 offensive line sets versus Buffalo. Dude had no clue. Didn't start blitzing. I saw this tweet on Twitter. It's like, man, Nick Sorensen waited until week 23 to start blitzing. finally blitzes on a third down, gets a stop, and then stops doing it week 18 against Arizona. Then we get blown out. The doors get blown off. Like, no. And another thing, too, is everybody got so pissed off when Steve Wilkes was here because it wasn't the rah-rah, angry guy and, you know, pumping people up on the sideline. Everybody hated that. I didn't see any complaints about Nick Sorensen. And I'll say this. Wilkes to Sorensen is like Rambo to Mr. Rogers, except Mr. Rogers is motivating. Like, I don't understand how that just critique just left. It's kind of weird to me. That Pet Rock ain't got nothing going on. Anyway, now all that being said, he is gone. And yes, Alex, this is good news. Very, very good news. What's up, Tim? How you doing, man? Appreciate everybody showing up. I love all the hashtags you see. Sorry, I skipped those. I don't know how long this show's going to last. I have a lot of stuff to talk about, but I'm kind of like rushing because I don't want them to start banging on the walls that I have to like end the show before I get through kind of what we got. So if you have questions, throw those in the chat and I'll start them and I'll try to get to those towards the end. I'm hoping I'll be able to go live again after the press conference. I don't think we're going to get a lot of new news. I think they'll say, oh, you know, we like Nick. Here's what they're going to say. I probably should have rehearsed this a little bit. I'm not good at impersonations, but they're going to say, you know, we really like Nick and we think he actually did a really good job. It's just the injuries. The failure of accountability will be huge. Again, injuries are not the reason why the 49ers didn't make the playoffs. It is lack of evaluating talent, and it is misuse of resources through the draft, through the salary cap, and through rotation on the field. That is why the 49ers and play calling does factor into that. Injuries didn't help, but I'm telling you, it's not even top two for why the 49ers season went the way that it did. It's not it. Not it. I'm going to stay with that. Now, what I will say is I'm cool with Nick Sorensen staying on to coach. Now, I hope if they make Nick Sorensen special teams coordinator, I won't like it. But I would take that over Brian Schneider. We knew that wasn't going to work. Now, Nick Sorensen should never call plays. He lacks creativity. He is simple. It's just what it is. Some people just don't have that vision. He does not. Could it improve after 1 year? Sure. But did it improve from week 1 to week 17? It did not. It got worse. But could he be better than Brian Schneider as special teams coordinator? He can't be worse. He can't be. You can't be worse than dead last. I would prefer him to go back to his turnover circuit and you give him some honorary title. I don't even care if you want to make him assistant head coach or blah, blah, blah. Or I don't get fire Staley or whatever. Now, what a lot of people have said to me is, man, do you think How terrible would it be if Brandon Staley becomes DC and then Nick Sorensen becomes special teams coordinator? I don't like it, but I would prefer that over Snyder and Sorensen. I would take Sorensen at special teams and Staley. I still would prove that, but I don't want that. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. And I don't think that's what's going to happen. Aaron, my only regret is that I have but one upvote to give this video, Nathan Hill. I appreciate that, man. You are the man. I like the quote, by the way. So I will say this. I'm glad that they retain Nick Sorensen, or at least it seems like they are. Who's going to hire him? There is no way in hell somebody's going to give him a DC job. There's no, so he either has to make a lateral move or he has to kiss up to Shanahan and basically be like, dude, I could be your special teams coordinator. We didn't argue once this year. That's all he has on his resume. I do not argue with you, Shanahan. We are friends. I will do your laundry. That's all Nick Sorensen has to offer. That's it. The players like him. Oh, he's a nice guy. Oh, that's nice. He seems like a nice guy, right? Like Tommy Boy, Callahan Auto Parts. Like that's all that he has to offer. That's it. That's it. Now he played special teams a long time. The one year he was a special teams coordinator, he was awful, Nick Sorensen. So he's got two horrible years of being a coordinator, one special teams coordinator, one defensive coordinator in his, on his resume. That's it. I do not want him to be a coordinator, but I would take it if it meant he's no longer in charge of the defense. I'd rather have a bad special teams coordinator, which Sorensen is, than a bad defensive coordinator, which Sorensen is also. So that's great. He's nice, and Shanahan likes him. But, again, I'm sticking with this. I have more faith in Shanahan than I did 24 hours ago. There were two moves that, again, coming from a coach, film guy, had to happen. Two moves. And they weren't even personnel moves. Again, the 49ers are not where they are because of injuries. They're there because of terrible coaching. And some of that's on Shanahan. That's not going to change. We know that. If another year happens, then for sure. But special teams, dead last. Defense, close to dead last. Those were the two changes that had to be made. They were made within 24 hours. I have more faith in Kyle Shanahan and this regime, whatever you want to call it. Do I think it's the best? Do I think Shanahan should be the number one coach in the NFL? I do not. I used to think that there was an argument for it. I do not anymore. Do I think Shanahan's a top three coach? I do not anymore. Do I think he's top five? Now that's where the argument starts. Now you incorporate, well, Shanahan's actually the GM. He's actually the DC. He's actually the special teams coordinator. Those are all negatives. Those are all negatives. But I have way more hope for the 49ers moving forward than I did 24 hours ago. I think that's huge. And so retaining Nick Sorensen, that's a little bit of a downgrade, but at least you got him out of a position of power. Don't put him back in one. Ty, Nick Sorensen, dirty clothes coordinator. That's what it is. And yeah, right here, Kyle. Yeah. What if Kyle gives defensive coordinator job to Brandon Staley? I'd prefer that over Sorensen, but I don't want it to happen. And with Josina Anderson's report coming out that the 49ers are expected to offer Robert Saleh if he doesn't get a head coaching job, that's huge. So Josina, I mean, she's on point. She's in the Niners building all the time. You hear her in the post-game press conferences. Like, she has her ear to the ground completely. Whether that's with Saleh, whether that's with the Niners, I don't care. Those conversations are being had. Those are being had. And so, yeah, man. I'm excited about that. I really, really am. So let's transition quickly. Let's go over all the names that are being thrown out for defensive coordinator jobs. And I can't wait. I don't know. Hopefully we get this filled quick because you've got decisions to make with the names that are being launched out there, staying in the same kind of worldview of a four even man front or switching it all up and just going ham. But I'm pretty sure there's going to be some bets on who the next 49ers general manager defensive coordinator is going to be. And if that bet comes up, I'm going to keep looking over at my bookie. That's a place to bet.
know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ERS, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ERS, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ERS to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game. It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, here we go, here we go. Let's do this. And yeah, just kind of wrapping the last issue up of Shanahan. And yeah, I'm with you here, Sean. He says, still a black mark on Kyle's record that he burned down a season and didn't fire any coordinators to fix it, just bad leadership. He had a chance to do it at the bye week, didn't do it. He had a chance to do it when we were eliminated from the playoffs, didn't do it. But that... And this is another thing. And Thomas, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ding, ding, ding. Where's Wayne with the ding button? Thomas says this in the words of John Chapman, quote, the Shanahan loyalty program, end quote. Kyle does not, he's only fired three coaches in his entire stay here. He lets coaches leave. He demotes coaches. He slides coaches over. But he's only fired three coaches: Brian Snyder, Steve Wilks, Rick Scangarello. That's it. Scangarello got fired because he was leaking information and because he sucked as a coach, but we let him back, so that's on us. Wilks got fired because Shanahan hated him. And Brian Snyder got fired because he's the worst special teams coordinator in the history of whatever. I mean, this year was just hilarious. Shanahan doesn't do that to people. And I think that is, it has merit. I wish he was a little bit more cutthroat, but remember, you don't get Trent Williams without Kyle Shanahan. You don't. The only reason why Trent Williams came here was because of Kyle Shanahan and a lot of other players like that. Richard Sherman, the only reason why he came here was Kyle Shanahan. That's it. That's it. So, like, there are some positives to that for sure. Does that negate the fact that it happened? No, it does not. No, it does not. No, it does not. So, all right, here we go. Right here, let's stick with this one. Niners Zeno. How do you think the 49ers season would have gone if we kept Wilks as DC? I think we'd be in the playoffs. I think we'd be fighting for that kind of wild card. Well, probably not wild card. We'd be fighting for the division. Yeah, yeah. You don't go first in a category to dead last in a category, one of the most important ones. Wilks, we would have been fine. Would we be a Super Bowl or whatever else? But yeah, that's 2 to 3 games. Like, you look at the Rams game and the Cardinals game and the Seahawks game that we lost, both Rams games, but really just the early Rams game, the early Cardinals game, then that Seahawks loss. 11 plus points come back in the fourth quarter on all those. Steve Wilks led the NFL in fourth quarter scoring and blanked 11 teams. 11 teams were shut out in the fourth quarter against us. Now, does that regress? Does it regress to 5, 6? You're going to cut it in half? Well, guess how many teams Nick Sorensen blanked in the fourth quarter? 0-0-17. In fact, he was the worst in the NFL. Dead last in fourth quarter scoring. Yeah, so you change those three games, the Niners would be 9-8 at worst. At worst, with a 5-1 record in the division. At worst. Yeah, we would be. Anyway, you get me, Zeno. Sonia, I'm not sure the loyalty program is good if we need dogs mentality to get to the Super Bowl. Still a business. That's true. That's true. But again, the moves have been made. The moves have been made. 24 hours, we got rid of the two worst coaches. We didn't get rid of one. He's still hanging around. Alligator blood. Big Papa, he says, Shanahan's culture of the locker room sure seems to be valuable. Good point. And that matters. Like, I am not upset about the leadership of this team. I was a little bit at the end of the game. But, yeah, and I need to add, I think that's, I'm seeing some other stuff. Wilkes exonerated. I love it. I freaking love it. that makes me happy. That makes me happy. There's a lot of these just a bit outside. I like the Bob Uecker. Right here, Ed. John, do you think Kyle kept Sorensen around to let him learn more and bring him back later? I sure as hell hope not. But Shanahan likes working with him. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt that's there. Yeah, we're not talking about the Shanahan thing because that's already been decided. I know there's lots of other podcasts that will focus exclusively on that. Not saying that I don't want you here. I do want you here. But Shanahan's not going anywhere this year. The questions about Shanahan definitely should be there. Should Shanahan be fired? No, he should not. Look at all the other coaches that have stayed without division records, without NFC championships, without Super Bowl appearances. Yeah, this is a major mark on Shanahan's record. And questions belong, but he deserves another year. If this happens again next year, then sure. That's when that needs to happen. Right here, Dr. Steve Rule, the loyalty program is going to get back Sala. Isn't that what people want? I would be very happy with that. He would not be my first choice, but you know it works. You know what he does works. Bring him in. He knows the players. He knows Fred. He knows all those things. I would be totally cool with that. I'd be very happy. So, Keith, let's do this. John, who are your favorites to be the new defensive coordinator? Now, let's just go through some names. We do know for sure last year that the number one choice the 49ers wanted when they fired Wilkes was Jeff Ulbrich with the Jets. Longtime 49ers legend, was with the Niners for 10 years, pretty much his entire career. He was absolutely incredible. You want the rah-rah, he's got it in spades. You want somebody that knows the culture here, the 49ers, he's got it in spades. He runs the same kind of four-man even front, got that in spades. Now, the negative is Jets defense kind of sucked. It wasn't very, very good. And so that's a little bit of an issue there. But I think if I had my own saying, I think Jeff Ulbrich would be at the top of the list, him and Robert Saleh. I think those are the guys that I think should stand out. Again, Ed says this, emergency prayer service for Robert Saleh to get here. Let's go. I mean, he's beloved. Again, one of my closest friends saw him in the airport in Jersey just a couple days ago and decked out Niner gear. Not Robert Saleh, my friend was Nick, and he made eye contact with Saleh, and this is what Nick said. Having and Saleh turned up and goes bang bang, and so like, come on, man, like he gets it. He's been here. He gets it. Now, Sin, I like this question. John, would Robert Saleh accept the Niners DC job if offered? He's going to take a head coaching job in the NFL if that's offered. Right now, the Jags are the only ones that have requested interviews for him. And again, Trent Baalke could do the funniest thing and screw over the Niners again. I hate Trent Baalke. I think everybody does. But if he doesn't get that, I think that he would be in line for other DC jobs. The difference is most DC jobs are filled except for the ones that have head coaching vacancies, which I think there's 7 out there right now, 6 or 7. And so if that's the case, the 49ers have never been in this position where you're making major coordinator changes early. Look at last year. we were lost the Super Bowl. 31 out of 31 jobs were filled, and then we had to get a DC. We were grasping at straws. We went after Ulbrich. We went after Spags. We went after Belichick. Like, we were swinging for the fences. One of my favorite things about Shanahan and John Lynch, they swing for the fences. They miss, but at least they're trying. They're not trying to be a mediocre friend. They're turning over all the rocks. And so if I could have anybody, it'd be Spags. I would probably trade a first-round pick if it meant we would have Spagnuolo as our defensive coordinator, to be honest with you. I think that dude, Spagnuolo is unreal. Anyway. But Robert Saleh, he's going to have other DC options. No doubt about it. He's going to have college head coaching options. Would Robert Saleh come back? I think you'd have to pay a premium. He'd be one of the highest paid DCs in the NFL if you do want to get him back, but he's been here before. So I don't know. Me personally, I would not want to go back. I would want to go somewhere else, but I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong there. I really, really do. I hope I'm wrong. Let's see here. Travis, here's another one. Eberflus, Matt Eberflus, underrated option. He's similar to Fangio, which the Niners met with Fangio a year ago. And we're like, hey, we want to have you, but we want to keep this front. Will the Niners be willing to change scheme? I think we'll find out a little bit more about that today at the presser. Again, this is recorded before that. But, man, that Bears defense was pretty good while Eberflus was there. Eberflus leaves, that defense went to garbage. I mean, shoot, what did we beat him? Like 34-3? Like, he was holding that defense together and competitive. He gets fired midseason and it tanks. I would not mind Eberflus, and he seems like a pretty cool dude. He's not really your rah-rah whatever, but obviously he's got more personality than Nick Sorensen, so that would be there. I'd be cool with that. I'd totally be cool with that right here. Travis, again, Eberflus and Lou are going to bring two man shells and multiplicity out of those looks. Lou Anarumo is probably in my top three. Now you can look at how terrible the Bengals defense was this year. And you are correct. However, if you look at the all encompassing everything that he has done since he was in Cincinnati, he was literally top two for head coaching jobs just 2 years ago. Turned down jobs, and then things hit the fan, and now he's out there on the streets. But I would have no problem. Like, Lou Anarumo is, like, known as a wizard in the coaching world. He confuses the hell out of people. Now, maybe he's been found out, and maybe the too high shell isn't what it is, but if we're going to keep the personnel we have, with our safeties, and we're only going to draft safeties that are strong safeties, two high shell is pretty good for us. I wish we would have done way more of it this year. Really, really do. Because we have slower corners. Well, we won't in the future if we're going to build around Diamador, Lenore, and Renardo Green. They're quick guys. But for our safeties, I think that would be huge. A little bit more too high. I would love Lou Anarumo. I'd be happy with Matt Eberflus. I really, really would. Now, another name that's been very prominent.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Especially in media circles. Shout out to Leon Sandcastle with the comment here. If they switch to a 3-4, I like Jim Leonard as DC. If they keep the wide nine, Saleh Ulbrich, maybe offer Washburn as a defensive consultant. Yeah, Jim Leonard. He has been around for a very, very long time. And I think if you do make a switch, I think that's a name. However, I don't think the Niners go with another inexperienced DC with the options that are on the available. There are so many available, tried and true, experienced DCs. That's what I want. I do like Jim Leonard as a name to kind of watch. But I think an inexperienced DC and switching to a 3-4 is just two strikes against them. And I think it's too much. Antonio Pierce for TC. I would love that. That's a four-man front. You want to talk energy and juice and rah-rah, he's got it in spades. Tough as hell. He's played. I'm not against it. I am not against it. I really wouldn't. Now, if we're talking guys that maybe aren't available right now, Jim Schwartz. He is still under contract with the Browns. Might be let go. We don't know. Always a hard matchup for Kyle. Kyle loves, look at the guys that he went after. Yeah, he went after Spags, who has owned him repeatedly. He went after Belichick, who's one of the greatest defensive minds ever. So when people are good against Kyle, he signs those players and he goes after those coaches. Schwartz fits that. Now, Schwartz is kind of like oil and water with Shanahan. He already got into it with Harbaugh. Like, he's an alpha. I don't know how that's going to go. He's the opposite of a yes man. And Kyle loves his yes man. Just ask Steve Wilks. Just ask him. It doesn't matter if you do a great job. Doesn't matter if you lead a top five defense. Doesn't matter. You're not a yes man. This ain't the place for you as a coach. That's all he wants. That's all he wants. I hate that. I really, really do. Right here, Chris. Jim Schwartz, please, or Jeff Ulbrich if Salah says no. I'm cool with that. Again, Schwartz is under contract. He is not available. Another name that I haven't seen mentioned, Dennis Allen. That's a four-man front, tough-as-hell defense. The Saints have been kind of a joke for a while. However, they're pretty damn tough year in and year out. And ever since Dennis Allen has been there, I want to look this up, actually. Because ever since, when did he get there? He was there forever. Dennis Allen showed up. He's been the New Orleans DC since 2015. Now, the last 3 years haven't been great. Where's the defense at? Actually, man. Dude, that dude showed up in New Orleans. It was just off the charts. But they gave up 30th most yards, which is, you know, awful, but 19th most points. It was a bad year. But before that, he had, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He had 7 straight quality years. I would be cool with that. I really would. Brian says, you know, bring back well-coached fundamentals and energy. That's what Salah will bring. I love that. Dennis Allen. I'd be cool with that. I don't know, again, the personality and all that stuff, but my favorite player that's a non-49er, has never played on the Niners, maybe ever, is Cameron Jordan. And that dude lives, breathes, dies Dennis Allen. So take that for what you want. Navarro Bowman, outside shot. He's only been a linebacker's coach. I don't think him and Shanahan really have a relationship. I love Navarro Bowman. I think it's a little too early again. I don't think it's time to go to an inexperienced DC, not with all the options that are available. Now, I want to give a shout out to my man, Marco Martinez, who does great work. He put out these college guys. We've just talked NFL guys, right? And so, again, Salah, Ulbrich, Anarumo, Pierce, Allen, Eberflus, Bowman. That's a lot of names. Schwartz, he's still under contract, but that's a lot of names. There's a lot of options, and you're going to get, if the Niners wanted one of those, they could get one of those. Guarantee you. Might not be Salah, who might be your number one, but man, you can get Ulbrich. And I don't think he's been fired yet either, but they haven't filled the head coaching unit. They might try to retain him with the Jets, but Ulbrich's probably going to be available. I don't think Schwartz will be near as much. Now, college, shout out to Marco. He put together these college names. You've got Pete Kwiatkowski, hook 'em horns, baby, win the national championship. Again, what Pete does is totally different, but he's done four-man fronts in the past at Washington. Now they do kind of a 3/4-man front, odd multiple look, but damn good coordinator. And his secondary is always on par. So is his D-line. Glenn Schumann at Georgia. Pete Golding, Alabama. Wink Martindale. You want another, you know, NFL experience, DC. Now, the problem is Kyle Shanahan hates blitzing more than anybody. And that was where him and Wilkes, and he threw Wilkes under the bus early. You remember that? Well, if you don't like blitzing and cover zero, you don't want Wink Martindale. So at Michigan. I would love Wink Martindale. I wish we were a multiple defense. I wish we were an aggressive blitzing defense. I really do. And then Al Golden, he's got experience. Notre Dame. Like, there's lots of guys. Jim Knowles, OSU, great recommendation there. Geo says, you know, I'm ready for the 3-4 front. And I know the wide nine gets a lot of hate. I want Nick Bosa to be in an even four-man front. I don't want Nick Bosa in a 3-4 like his brother. Because what do? Do you kick him in? Do you leave him out? I don't like it. I feel like Nick Bosa is the cornerstone of how you build your team. Nick Bosa is the best in a four-man front. Wide nine, probably. He's pretty good at it. So I don't want to change it. However, if you told me we were going to get somebody amazing and you love the vision and all that stuff, and if you're going to switch to a 3-4, you got to give me a vision. Leonard Floyd could play in a 3-4. We know that. No to college, a.k.a. Chip Kelly. I like that. That's funny. There it is. Wink Martindale, Super Bowl champ. Yeah, he was. He was. Jesse Minter was a DC in college. Yep. He's doing well. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because the way the NFL college and high school works, it's a trickle up. You get the experimentation, all that stuff in high school. The athletes show that it works in high school. Then colleges start to try it. Same thing happened with the spread. Same thing happened with the air raid. Same thing. I mean, it's the way football works is it trickles up, not down. And the NFL is not the innovative whatever. No. It's you have so many high school programs that can run things and show that it works. Then colleges adapt it, or college coaches move up, then or high school coaches move up. Then college, that's just the way it works. So I'm not opposed to hiring a college coach, but I want a college coach that's been in the NFL and has experience there, not necessarily as DC. And I'm not saying I don't want Pete Kwiatkowski to come here. I want him to stay at Texas because I know it works and he's damn good. But like, Texas defense is for real. It's for real. I know everybody watched the Camp Scataboo game the second half and they went off. But nobody else has done that to them. Actually, Clemson, that was a pretty good game too, put up on us. But anyway, take that for what you will. Right here, Terradome. We need someone who has a Super Bowl as a DC. That's a tiny list. No one can lead you somewhere they haven't been. That's the Pirates of the Caribbean, right? Only those who have been there can go or something. I'm sure I said that wrong. That's a short list, man. And if I'm not saying I don't disagree, but yeah, that would be rough. Travis, a 3-4 would junk up 54 space. We need to add a two-gap nose tackle and a big-bodied backer. It would make Fred Warner better, but then he's going to be in coverage less. I think it probably the next show I've already been working on is my awards for the 49ers. Fred Warner is going to be prominently mentioned. I think what makes Fred Warner so great is coverage. I think he's the best coverage linebacker in the history of the NFL. I've said it so many times, and I believe that. If you put him in a 3-4, you're missing a lot of that. You're taking away his greatest strength. You get an advantage by having light boxes, the 4-2-5, because Fred Warner can cover so much. That's huge. And so if you change to a 3-4, I think you're making Warner and Bosa better. Now, this is a agree to disagree, and that's okay. I'm not sure I want to do that. I want to build around Bosa. He's the most valuable. I think who's played the best was Fred Warner, but Bosa is how you should build the team. But, yeah, I don't know. What's up, Juan? We got the Godfather. Good morning, JC and Faithful. Woke up feeling optimistic today. You have to be excited about what is to come for the 49ers after the last 24 hours. You made the two most important decisions this offseason. You got rid of Snyder, and now you've demoted, hopefully get rid of, and again, I don't like it when people lose their jobs, but this is the NFL. They've made millions. Man, move on. You suck at your job. It's a meritocracy. Time to go. And speaking of time to go, y'all hear, I don't know if y'all hear that, but it has begun. The construction crew has arrived and they are doing crazy things. and my chair is shaking. That's what it is. But if I had it my way, I would want Ulbrich, Sala, or Lou Anarumo. Those are the top of my list, guys. Those would be my top three. Then I'd probably throw in Dennis Allen, and then I got to do more research on those guys. Aaron, all that money still can't buy a personality. That's pretty funny. So be optimistic. The Niners have improved dramatically already in the 2025 season. You can't hire worse DC, and you can't hire a worse defensive coordinator. You can hire as bad, can't be worse. There's nowhere to go whenever you are giving up the most rushing touchdowns, the most points in the fourth quarter, the most blown coverages, worst red zone percentage in the history of the franchise. You can't get worse. You can stay as bad, but you can only go up. And I think we will. I'm going to end the show. I know it sounds terrible. You guys are incredible. Thank you. Hopefully I'll go live again today if they leave early. If not, I'll figure something out. But you guys are great. And, man, the 49ers got better. Hang your hat on that. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.